Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Stephen Moore is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Steve's an old friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Club for Growth, and he's on his way to Boston, and we're going to get him to tell us about that right now. Steve Moore, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
So you're headed to Beantown.
I'm headed there this morning. We're issuing a new DV ad that will be run across the country that is a attack ad against John Kerry, and it talks about what a flip-flopper he is on issues, because as Jay Leno once said, if John Kerry were president, he'd be the only president in history who could give the State of the Union and the rebuttal in the same evening. So.
Steve, now, folks, as you can imagine, Steve's not going to vote for Mr. Kerry, as you can tell. But now, Steve, basically, though, your real mission in life is to help lower taxes on Americans, isn't it?
That's right, and we think that the tax cut that took place last year, the capital gains reduction and the reduction in income taxes and the capital gains cut were very positive influence on the U.S. economy.
And the lower taxes on dividends. Look what Microsoft just did.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've found that there's been about $30 billion in new dividend payments in just the last year as a result of that tax cut. That's a lot of money to be putting out there in the economy.
Some researchers have done some work on that recently, and they have noticed a sharp decline, a steady sort of a rolling decline of companies paying dividends over the last 10 or 20 years. And then when they looked at those same companies over the last 12 months since the President Bush's tax cuts, that rolling average has started back up.
Yeah, that was a study that we did at the Club for Growth, and we found exactly right, that many companies had stopped paying dividends because the tax code really penalized companies from paying dividends, because you'd have to pay, you know, a corporate income tax or a business tax, and then if you pass the retained earnings after tax onto the shareholders, you'd also have to pay a 40% tax on top of that. So there was a very strong disincentive through the tax code to pay dividends.
Right. Well, and so and all that's good. And, you know, one of the things about that particular thing, Steve, is that a lot of people, Mr. Kerry included, says that those tax cuts were just for the rich. But I wonder what he doesn't understand about 50% of Americans being invested in the stock market.
Not just that. I mean, you're exactly right that half of Americans now own stock. But another interesting point that he doesn't seem to understand is that when you look at the people who pay the highest income tax burden and the highest income tax rate in this country, two out of every three of those people are small business owners, the people who listen to this show. And those are the people who are the wealth producers and the job creators in our economy. So how are you going to create jobs, Mr. Kerry, if you're going to raise taxes on the very people who create the jobs?
Well, and the thing is, folks, you know where my bread's buttered. My bread's buttered where on anything that helps small business owners. And higher taxes don't help small business owners because, you know, Steve, one of the things that I've done in the last several years is travel outside of the United States. And I talk to small business owners when I go there to places like Italy and Sweden, and I ask them, okay, if you had more money if you had lower taxes and therefore more money in your pocket, what would you do with that money? Without blinking, without a half a second thinking on their part, every single one I talked to said, I put it back in my business.
Right. And that's what Americans...
That's almost a genetic entrepreneurial thing.
Right.
That's not an American thing.
But that's exactly what is happening in the U.S., that these small businessmen are plowing those dollars back into their businesses. And that's good for workers, that's good for business profits, and it's good for consumers. So we've seen a nice increase in productivity in the last year and a half or so. When productivity goes up, that means businesses can pay more, because if the worker is more productive, that means, you know, businesses can pay them higher wages. So this has been a win-win, and the thing that's scary is that that John Kerry and John Edwards are saying, well, gee, if we're president and vice president, we'd get rid of all these tax cuts.
Well, Steve, now you, to provide full disclosure here, you're an equal opportunity attacker. You don't just discriminate against the Republicans. If they're not behaving themselves in a way that you feel is worthy of the lower taxes that you espouse and that I do too, you go after those guys too, don't you?
Well, that's right, and you know what we've
you call them rhinos.
Rhinos. And one of the interesting things about the Republicans right now is, and even President Bush, as your listeners can tell, I'm certainly in favor of Bush being reelected, but, you know, he's done some things that have not been very pro-business either, including a big increase in government spending that has caused the deficit to rise dramatically. And so we need the Republicans to start acting fiscally responsibly, because the budget has grown twice as fast under George Bush as it did under Bill Clinton. Now, some of that is attributable to the war on terrorism, but some of it is just due to more spending on Medicare, more spending on farm programs, more spending on foreign aid, and on down the line.
One of the things that's one of the things I admire about you, Steve, and your organization is that you're true to your mission, and even though you do obviously lean toward the right, toward the Republicans, still, you know, you call everyone's hand if they're not behaving themselves. I remember when President Bush instituted the steel tariffs, you were all over him for that.
Yeah, you know, obviously we think that free trade is very important to keep the American economy going, and President Bush flirted with steel tariffs. Now, the good news is, Jim, that most of those tariffs have been lifted
right now,
but I think it was a bad idea. We have very protectionist agriculture policies here as well, and we ought to move towards a free trade regime, because I believe that American entrepreneurs are so productive that in a regime where you have free trade, I think America wins, and I think American businesses can outproduce their foreign rivals.
Well, one of the things about Mr. Kerry earlier in the campaign was that he was railing against all the jobs that were being lost, and he acted like it was somebody's fault. And we're going to take a break in a few seconds, and when we come back, I'm going to get your thoughts on John Kerry, the free trader. And also, I'm going to ask you about some of the things that you think we should look for in the convention this week. If you're a small business owner, what are some issues that we should look for, either to find out that maybe we like them or that we don't like them? And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Stephen Moore. He's the president of the Club for Growth. Back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Steve Moore, president of Club for Growth. And I think we've lost him for a minute or so here. We're going to get him back on the line here in a minute. Some kind of technical difficulty there. But one of the things that I want you to look for this week are sort through the rhetoric that you're going to hear. And pay attention to things that you know are on your financial statement, like taxes and regulations and free trade. You know, free trade, a lot of small business owners aren't sure how they feel about free trade, but I'll tell you, fundamentally, it's the thing that makes you what you do possible. Steve Moore, would you agree with that?
I think there's no question about it. I mean, the entrepreneur is really the hero of the American economy today, because, you know, without the entrepreneur starting businesses, there are no jobs and there is no growth.
Well, exactly. Steve, I asked you a question. I was going to ask you a question just before we went to the break about John Kerry, the free trader. He's trying to he's talking now a little bit more like a free trader. But I remember back during the primaries, he was excoriating the president because he said we were losing all these jobs. He was acting like outsourcing and free trade was somebody's fault rather than a natural evolution of the global marketplace.
Well, that's right, Jim, and what you've got an example of here is John Kerry, the flip-flopper. He says one thing one day and says another thing another day. I mean, one day he's for death penalty for terrorists, the next day he's not. One day he's for cutting taxes on businesses, the next day he's raising taxes on businesses. And this is one of the real vulnerabilities, and you mentioned trade is another example where his position, it depends on what day you ask him. And the polls really show that this is one of the great vulnerabilities of John Kerry, is that he can't make up his mind, that he switches his positions, that he doesn't have strongly held principles. And in fact, you know, I mentioned this TV ad that we're starting to run around the country. If people want to view it, by the way, they can go to clubforgrowth.org and see this new ad. It portrays John Kerry as a weather vane, and he's, you know, blowing in the wind, and as the wind blows one direction, he tilts one way, and when the wind moves another direction, he tilts the other. That's John Kerry, and I think the American people are going to probably reject that.
Well, what are we going to see? Are we going to see anything? If you're a small business owner, Steve, and you are, you know, having to make payroll every Friday, you need some help, primarily by just getting the government out of your way, lower taxes, lower regulations, or at least lower onerous regulations and regulations that aren't necessary, and more business in the marketplace. If that's what you're looking for, what are we going to find that's going to be attractive to us this week?
I don't think you're going to find much. I think there's going to be a lot of bashing of rich people. I think there's going to be a lot of this class warfare, this whole idea of two Americas, rich America and poor America. I think there's going to be a lot of talk about raising taxes on businesses. And so I think that the entrepreneurs are going to be very worried by what they hear. And in fact, one of the things that I think has really been holding back the stock market in the last month or two is this carry risk factor that a lot of investors and businessmen are very nervous about the prospect of a Kerry Edwards team in the White House.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to be the key to Mr. Kerry's speech this week when he makes his acceptance?
Well, you know, the thing about John Kerry is most Americans have no idea who this guy is. I mean, let's face it, Jim, most Americans don't pay that close attention
right.
to politics. So this is his chance to really say to people, look, I'm a good guy, you can trust me, and so on. So he's got to really knock this speech out of the park. Now, I happen to think he's a very tragically flawed candidate because this is a guy who was ranked the single most liberal member of the United States Senate last year. So he is not a centrist. He is very left-wing in his views, and he's going to have to try to run away from some of his past positions in this campaign if he's going to win.
Now, his speech is Thursday night or Friday night? I've forgotten.
He speaks on Thursday night. Edwards speaks.
Oh, Wednesday night, Edwards. Okay,
and
folks.
Tonight, tonight it's Bill Clinton.
Introduced by Hillary.
Is that true?
Yes, I think Hillary's going to.
I wasn't aware of that.
Hillary's going
to. You get two Clintons for the price of one, huh?
Hillary's going to introduce him. I think that's the case. And okay, secretly, Hillary can't be hoping that. I mean, I've seen her out on the stump this year. I've already heard her speak in person this year. I can't believe that she wants Kerry to be successful this time.
No, her plan, of course, is to have Bush reelected and then to be the Democratic nominee, to be essentially coronated by the Democratic Party in 2008 and to run that year. That plan obviously is foiled if John Edwards wins this year. So she's really been banking on the Democrats losing this year, and I think you're right. I think secretly she'd like Bush to win so she can be in position to run in 2008.
What would be a surprise that you would hear this week out of the convention that might actually happen? What would be something that would actually give Kerry some strength with the average American or the average small business owner?
Well, I think he's got to, as I said, prove to American voters who are very skeptical that he is not antithetical to small business, to economic growth, and to lower taxes, because most Americans think quite correctly that this guy is just a typical Massachusetts liberal. And that is his real his real mission this week.
One of the things I want to do is I want folks to listen this week and see how many times they hear the words small business.
Right.
Steve Moore with Club for Growth. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
And his website is clubforgrowth.com. Check it out. And don't check out that commercial, too, by the way. Quick break. Right back with Bert Folsom. We're going to talk about conventions right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.